In the midst of the final solution, a facilitated communication with Binyamin, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. At this moment, we see clearly and understand clearly that we are at the end of this bitter exile. There is no question, at least for me, even though there are Jews who continue with the nonsense, with the golden calf, with the lack of tzniyus, etc. This is what interests them. They are afraid. They do not want to know. They do not want to understand because it is scary. Why are they so scared? They are afraid of death. Every Jew, every guy, every person in this world, at least until today, at some point, dies. But the Jew, the Jewish neshama, goes to Olam Haba. However, someone who is so deeply entrenched in this world is afraid. Any person who is involved the whole time, or most of the time, with this world, loses his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is afraid of the most natural thing, that a person lives, goes through childhood, maturation, gets married, brings children to the world with Hashem's help, learns Torah his entire life, brings parnassah to his family, and at some point becomes old and dies and goes to Olam Haba. This is not scary for a man who is close to Hashem, that goes according to the Torah. He knows what the purpose of life is. He tries to fill it and fulfill this purpose. However, it is not easy to leave this world, but it is much easier for someone who believes in Hashem than for someone who does not believe. Now, the situation is very, very clear to everyone, even the biggest fool, that we are going towards the Third World War. Let me tell you something. We have three simanim that will help you understand that the star, with all its planets around it, is getting very close to planet Earth. The signs are World War III and the fall of the world economy. The economy will fall completely to zero. The third sign is natural disasters that are happening all over the world. The regular media will not speak about this, but people are suffering and people are dying. After witnessing all these signs, we will know that the end is very close. The real end will take some time, but the war will not take much time. As soon as we see the war and the fall of the economy, we have to be very strong with our Amunah Bitachon in Hashem to pass through the next stage completely. You must understand the world will change. It will be a different world. We will enter a new dimension, a dimension where we have the Beis Hamikdash with Korbanos. But in order to enter this world that is totally good with the Beis Hamikdash, this will be in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael, not in the streets of Yerushalayim where they make the disgusting parade, a parade which goes against the whole Torah. Who gave them the permission? The mayor. But he is not just the head of the city, he's the head of all the menuvalim. He is the one who's encouraging Christians. He is giving them properties and allowing them to make their parties for poor Jews that don't understand. These menuvalim, these rishayim, are getting ready. And they're trying to take over Yerushalayim. and wipe out the Jewish religion, Chas V'Shalom. But it won't happen because they are under the power of the Satan, and he is only a slave, a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he does things as if he has power. And they believe in it because they're ashamed. They're looking for the evil. But they will disappear. And so will their God. He's going to totally change. He will be cast and divided into different good places. And they won't find him or other, the ghosts that they believe in. They will come to this understanding before they disappear, as we're showing. They will disappear. They will die for eternity. Every Russia that ever lived will disappear forever. The Rishon that went with them will disappear forever. Jews. So the Chilonim decided that they will remember the Holocaust. I want you to know something. The tzaddikim that lived in Europe before World War II were among the greatest tzaddikim who ever lived at any time in history. The Yiddish guy in Europe was on such a high level that it is indescribable. The Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon, it was amazing. There were rebbes and courts of the rebbes. We cannot describe the tzidkus. We cannot describe the level they were on and the spirituality of every simple Jew. But with the passage of time, and when the Chilonim started to take control, things went down and down. When World War II began in 1933, the Chafetz Chaim passed away. This was the beginning of the end. Because until then, Judaism was so holy and so great, and it started going down. The yeshivas remained, but the Haskalah movement took over and even went into the yeshivas. There were some students who joined them with this poison and continued with it, and they became rabbis. They became gedolim, so to speak, and famous. And they swept along the people to all crazy directions, and this is the way things remain till today. Before World War II, most of the Jews were Mechallelei Shabbos. I've said this many times. What should have a Kadosh Baruch Hu done? If things would have continued, our whole religion would have turned to something else. If you want to understand what would have happened, look at America today. Look at Israel. Look at Europe. Most Jews are not religious and don't believe at all. We have not even regained the numbers that we had before World War II of religious Jews. I want to repeat something else. All the real Jews who entered the gas chambers said Shema Yisrael before they died. All of them. And there might have been a couple of individuals who did it, but I do not envy them. The overwhelming majority said Shema Yisrael. they walked and strode with energy into the gas chambers because they saw the truth. Today, I don't know how many people will see the truth at the last moment. People are so mixed up, so confused. They don't know what is truth and what is falsehood. People don't know which way to go. Who is speaking the truth? Who is not? They don't know who they are. What does it mean to be a Jew? Even the Haredim. The girls who graduate Beis Yaakov, they don't know what it means to be a Jew. Men, when they graduate from yeshiva, they don't know what it means to be a Jew. There's very little kedusha in most places. A Jew who does not know what kedusha is, what future does he have? We must know that we are getting close to the end very quickly. There is no time. We must turn everything upside down, throw away all the nonsense, and throw away all those things in which we believe in together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe in doctors, in Bituach Leumi, in the army, all types of nonsense. It takes away our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we believe what the doctor says, we have taken away from our emuna and bitachon in Hashem. Once upon a time, we believed in our savings. Today, there are hardly any savings, so we can't believe in it. We used to believe in the banks. Today, we cannot believe in the banks, because things are falling. Everything is not stable. We cannot even believe in the earth that we stand on, because it can open up like it happened to Korach. There's nothing to rely on except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a few weeks, in a few months, you will see this very clearly. There will be a war, without a doubt. It will be terrible, without a doubt. Where exactly? I don't know. But I know it will shock the world. There will not be a penny to pay for anything, to buy anything. There will not be anything. Nothing will have any value except for food. And food will be hard to come by. And then the star will come. Whoever is still alive will have to struggle with a new reality. A very difficult and scary one. However, anyone who holds very strongly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have nothing to be afraid of. You will have experienced the miracles which were in Egypt, and even more than that. Just don't be afraid. Everyone today, every one of us, is living with problems. And this is meant to prepare us that we should only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because only with Him will we be able to pass through this completely. So I can say we are in the process of the Geula. It's very close. Do not trust any human being. Do not trust any professional who you think you need. Don't think that he can do everything. Money will not steal you, will not save you. Nothing will save you. People think that I have an apartment. It's mine. However, look back at World War II, when the Jews were taken to the camps. And the survivors came back. They did not have homes anymore. The Goyim stole their homes. And no one could do anything. If a Jew tried to come back to his hometown, they would murder him. After going through everything he went through, they tried to get his home, they murdered him. Don't think your life is so safe. No way. You might have savings. It will disappear. Hashem will show us, like he did in Egypt, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. If we are with him, he is with us. Then we will have eternity with his help. If not, we will have nothing. You don't know what it means. Nothing means nothing. Zero. Therefore, we must prepare and get ready to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say it again and again. Ein od milvado. We walk in the street. If someone's driving, whatever he's doing, just go over these words. Ein od milvado. A moment should not pass without us thinking about this and without us preparing ourselves. How many Jews went out of Egypt? Only 20%. What about the other 80%? Where are they? They didn't go out. They didn't get the Torah. Whoever stood on Har Sinai and got the Torah received eternity. Eternity. We must prepare ourselves to speak, to do a spodidus, to be with Hashem, to feel him. When we feel him, we will not feel so much this world, a crude, gross world. Feel him, the Almighty, and then we will not be afraid. Yeah. Questions? There is tension between North Korea and America. Can this bring about World War III? Answer. Certainly, this could be the point at which brings about all the sorrows. By them, everything is planned out. They see someone like the head of North Korea, who is a very cruel person, a Russia, a murderer. He has no human emotion. Look how he can turn the whole world around his finger. Of course he can start from there. Well, what kind of power does he have? Answer, true. But China has been going with him consistently. They're using him to bring about a war. I cannot say for sure it will start with him, but it won't be quiet. I heard that the Americans removed over 200,000 people from South Korea. I heard they're going to have a big meeting and invite the Senate, a special conference. This already sounds like war. They say that in America they're making a big, big exercise, as if there will be a bomb above Manhattan and above Washington, D.C. And what will happen? They have hired professional actors, people from the theater and the movie, do some kind of simulation, as if people are wounded, etc. Remember that before the fall of the Twin Towers and the terrorist attack in Boston, there was a exercise which describes it. How interesting. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Rav Nachmani Pashtun said 20 years ago that North Korea is very dangerous for the world. I heard that at the same time the United Nations declared the establishment of the State of Israel, they also declared the establishment of the State of North Korea. It sounds like the Gemara, which says that when Shlomo Melech married Hatzparo, the Malach Gavriel thrust a reed into the Mediterranean Sea, and Rome came from there. Answer, yes, very true. Very interesting. It's very clear that we are on the verge of a war in the entire world. What's going to be in Israel? I don't know precisely. It will not destroy Israel. Well, are people going to go into their bunkers before they planned it? Answer. It's not before. They seemingly know that the star is very close and it's going to come soon. I told you that Prince Charles, the Pope, Yimach Shmo, and the head of the Orthodox Church of Russia, and many other so-called important people, went to the South Pole because from there they could see the star very clearly. It seems they went there to see it. The Pope also went to Denver, Colorado, to see the star through the telescope they call Lucifer. And he went to NASA. What is he doing there? What does he have to see? He's only going to see the star. The Queen of England has a home in Denver. There is the entrance to the biggest bunker. What do they have to do with Denver? In the meanwhile, we have our Nisyonos. Bagatz said that people can open their stores on Shabbos in Tel Aviv, and the from are leaving the coalition. A lot of things are happening here that we're not so happy about. Why are we so quiet? We have to say, Ad Kan. We have to become united and fight. We do not want to have anything to do with these Rishayim. Anyway, the second there is a war, they will run away and disappear. They will leave Israel and get killed with the goyim. Question. In a few days, we'll have Yom HaTzmaut. It says in the Zohar that the last stage before the Geula will take 70 years. Maybe the end of the State of Israel? Answer. I cannot say for sure. It sounds very in order. What do you say about what's going on in France? Answer. The entire Europe is on the verge of falling apart. Most of the Goyim there are Rishayim. The Jews have suffered from them the entire time. Look, there were a few individuals that were different, but the overwhelming majority were always Rishayim, and they're idol worshippers. I have no words for them. There are some good people who help Jews and put themselves at risk. Look what's going on. Le Pen said that if she gets elected, then nobody can go in the street with any outward signs of religion. That means the Jews will have to take off their peyos and their beards and maybe not wear a kippah or any Jewish sign. Maybe they have to wear jeans. No way, we can't agree with this. She said, there will not be Perush HaShechita. Look, they close off the Shechita in Belgium. You know, they used to take meat from Belgium, the people from Holland. Now, there's no Shechita in Holland or Belgium, and soon in France. She had said it very clearly. And a lot of people have voted for her. Who knows if she'll be elected? The chief rabbi of France said clearly, if she gets elected, every Jew must leave France. Because if she comes in, it'll be Nazi-like. No Shechita, and soon no Bris Milah. What about the Arabs? Won't they do something? No, it doesn't matter. They also hate the Jews. In Germany, there are a lot of problems of anti-Semitism, especially in the schools. There are around 15,000 Jews living there on a very high. Most of them are Chilonim, and they send their kids to the Aisha schools and other guys are making life very difficult for them. Some are trying to send their children outside of Germany. It's awful what's going on there. Why don't they just leave? Because they have money, they have an easy life. What about the Arabs? Look, there are two types of anti-Semitism in Europe. There's a classic anti-Semitism from the Christians who made up their minds that we killed that man. They say that the Roman governor asked the multitude, who should we let live? The Ganav, that they call it, or Osoish? So the Jews decided that the Ganav will stay alive and Osoish will die. That's what they believe. That's why they hate us. They were born with hatred. It's part of their blood, part of their essence to hate Jews. Not just the Germans. Wherever the Germans went, the other Goyim were very happy they took the Jews away. And they fully cooperated with the Germans. Even the French, even though Le Pen denies this. It's not true. Look what's going on. Now we have all these Arabs who live in Europe. And you know what? They are part of Edom, not Ishmael. They hate Jews. That's the anti-Semitism. They don't just hate Israelis. They hate Jews all over the world. They are murderers. They're ashamed. But they belong to Edom. And soon they will join up with the Christians. How? Because they both hate Jews. Question. It's soon going to be the holiday of Shavuos. It says, Hashem lifted the mountain over their heads. Is that what he's doing now? Answer, Bezrat Hashem. I don't know when precisely. Anybody with a little seichel sees very clearly that we're getting closer and closer. And they are trying to get close to Hashem. In fact, there are a lot of telephone lines that have the purpose of giving chizuk to people and showing the way. There's nowhere in the world with more emes than here in Eretz Yisrael. However, most of the Jews, including Haredim, are living in the world of fantasy, in Europe and America also, in South Africa. But we see in Israel something different. We see Ruchnius and we see the opposite. We see how to choose our derech. But not everyone, because some are confused. However, here, people have a greater chance of coming to the truth than anywhere else. With anywhere in the Western world, wherever there's advanced technology, they have turned people into idiots because life has become very superficial, out of any depth. But there are people who see the truth. At least they're trying to look for the truth. But most of them are here in Israel. We are so small. We have maybe 6 million so-called Jews. I don't know if they're all Jews. And I'm not sure if the numbers they speak about, 15 million Jews in the world, they're all Jews. However, what's clear is that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a greater chance of coming to the truth. We spoke in the past about a war between Edom and Yishmael. What about that? Well, it exists. Look what's going on. Is there a need to hoard food and drink? Answer. There is some need, but I say again, just like when Am Yisrael went out of Egypt, and they took some food. Some dough. It was enough maybe for one meal. But according to the Gemara, it lasted for 40 days. They didn't miss even one meal. They were scared when it got finished. But as soon as they asked, Hashem gave them slav and water and man. That's what we need to do. Let's think about it. We have to have some water, some batteries, something to make light, something to cook with, maybe medicine for those who need it, until the day when you will no longer need it. Then we will see miracles of miracles. Question. Today, there's so many advertisements offering loans. There's so many advertisements offering different investments, like buying the land, etc., etc. What do you say to people who have some money? I do not know where to invest. But I do know that a person should invest in his neshama. Nothing else will help. Everyone will get the piece of land that he's supposed to get, or the apartment he's supposed to get. Hashem gives up everything, precisely. The money will not help. Even if a person has a piece of land, it's not going to help. Just make sure you have a roof over your head. Otherwise, don't worry. What if somebody is renting? Is that enough? Answer. Even if you're just renting. Because there's no money anywhere. No one can say, hey, pay your rent. Where should I pay my rent from? Nobody can pay the rent. Don't worry. Look what Hashem did in Egypt. 80% of the Jews disappeared. 80% disappeared during the plague of darkness. Hashem took Am Yisrael in the desert. They could have reached Israel very quickly. It took us all these detours. Do we know what is standing before us, we have to go through? All I know is we have to let go of anything we were trusting in. We only trust Hashem. We read in the Torah that Jews went out to the desert. People say, what? They didn't trust Hashem? Didn't Hashem take care of them so much? You know, let's see what happens to us. We come to their place. Let's see how much we can trust Hashem. Even though in the cupboard, there's not even one slice of bread. As far as these ads offering loans, very simple. They are trying to destroy the middle class. People in the middle class work hard. Let's say they make 6,000 or even 8,000 shekels a month. You can't live on that. So what do? They're offering loans. Everything's so expensive, so much inflation. Once you could buy something at 1,000 shekels. In America, you could buy something at $1,000. Not today. They want to destroy the economy. And it's almost destroyed already. They have robbed most of the monies from the banks. The banks have almost no cash. They cannot cover these loans. So what? The Star is covering. They want to destroy the economy together with the war. And then the Star will come. Some kind of combination. What are they doing? They are flooding the market with money. Take, take. They're not thinking that much. Because when it falls, it falls. But however, when the Star with its seven planets will pass by us, there will no longer be any banks. And there will, most of the people won't be there either. They're looking for quiet now. People should think they could spend money. Everything's okay. They don't want people to panic. Are you saying that anyone who takes a loan will profit? Or are you saying that those who borrow will become slaves of the banks? Answer, they are slaves. Anyone who borrows money is a slave of the bank. I'm not saying don't take any loans. This is the situation. All I know is that they are giving more and more credit, etc. Doesn't make sense. Rav Dessler said, the generation will be one of a crazy house. And the greatest mishugayim are the ones who run the crazy house. You said that the dollar will be like a piece of tissue. Is this coming soon? Answer, it's already not worth anything. But you could buy tissue with it. It's not really worth anything. Because they're giving more and more. But notice that you can buy less and less tissue. What's 1,000 shekels here in Israel? In Yemen, please give a message to the Jews of America. In Yemen, the Jews of America will not listen. They do not want to listen. They know, but they do not want to understand. There is nothing I can do. I do not have instructions of how to speak to America. But since what we're saying does appear in the internet, there must be someone in America who is reading this. That's enough. They probably pass the word to other people. And the telephone, on the telephone, the messages are being passed to people. They are giving them the truth. It's very, very important because a lot of people are getting the message. Question. You spoke in the past about how the government is making all these laws against Yiddishkeit and against Torah, and they become more and more. Recently, it was recorded officially by the army that Haredi women who joined the army under the category of civilians who work for the army. Look what's going on with these arresting people who don't want to join the army. Answer. This shows us that we have almost reached the end. They are panicking. They have to do certain things before the star comes. They have to go to their bunkers, finish off their plans. Some people say the Gzeros are not true. What do you say? Is it true? They're trying to do away with religion? Binyamin. Lies, lies, lies. Of course there are Gzeros against religion. This is the final solution. Their final solution against Am Yisrael. They want to get rid of Am Yisrael as servants of Hashem, to turn them to Goyim. Now they want to make civilian marriages and other types of nonsense. But don't pay attention to what's going on. Just let's be united and to tell the real Jews to come to Eretz Yisrael, to explain the reality of the situation. In Chutz La'aretz, it will be much worse, much more dangerous. As many people as possible should come to Israel, and then the situation will become better, because many of the Rishonim will run away from Israel. And many will go into the bunker that the government has prepared. At the end of the day, there will not be a state. Question. I came here by taxi and opened the window. The flag that was stuck in the window flew away to the street. And the taxi driver actually made a U-turn to get his flag. By the time he got there, other cars had already driven over the flag. I said to myself, this must be a sign that everything is going to fly away and be destroyed. Binyamin. Beautiful. Things are going to be finished off in the near future. They cannot hold anymore. Oh, these Rishayim have such plans. Cannot be. Things will not be even close to what they want. The star will appear suddenly. And they have not prepared themselves enough. The plans are not flowing. However, they are being successful in dividing up the public and to causing hatred. Yes, that things aren't going exactly as they want. A lot of people are looking for the truth. But there are there. Question. I know we asked this before. What can we do to wake ourselves up that we should not need such punishments? Binyamin. Davin! Davin! This is the most important thing. Davin! If you could help someone do tshuva, grab him. But to go look for people, that doesn't go. Question. But some rabbis are pulling the public in the wrong direction, towards Haskalah. Answer, yes. If you're very careful from the Rabbanim that belong to the Eruvah, not to speak to them, just be careful. How can you tell? Very easy. They lie. They lie about what's written black and white in the Torah. Sometimes they just lie. They make up their own commentary on the Torah. Also, they cause machlokas. This is obviously Erev Rav or Amalek. Question, look what happened before we went out of the Mitzrayim. Achei no davar. Things have become known. Hashem is letting us know what's going on. Who's real and who's not. Yes. We are living a very exciting time. At least I'm excited. Question. Holocaust Day, Yom HaShoah. Ay, ay, ay. Yes, there were those who helped Hitler. A Chilani Jew said that he did not feel guilty is not angry or disgusted by the capos, the Judenrat, who told the Nazis where the Jews were hiding. Why not? He's not worse than the Tzionim. Question. After the Holocaust, Am Yisrael is losing 1 million Jews to intermarriage. That means that since the end of the war, we have lost more Jews to intermarriage than we did in the Holocaust. They're screaming about the Holocaust, but not about intermarriage in Yemen. Do not worry. All those who got lost among the nations were not real Jews. On the other hand, the real Jews, such as the Anusim, are coming back, many, many. May Hashem save every Jewish neshama.